Last week we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it was an awesome time, wasn't it? I know it happens every year, but I love to celebrate births. And this is something, however, that we celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection. You see, Jesus was born. He went through all the things that we go to. He scraped his knee, had dirty diapers, cried when he was hungry. Can you think of our Lord and Savior doing that? Grew up, was a teenage boy, and went through all the trials and tribulations of teenage boys. See, you're not alone, guys. You're really not. Went into his 20s, and had its own share of mystery, its own share of trials. And then, of course, we know his life ended early, at around 33, when humanity, essentially, crucified that eternal love. But we know the story isn't over there, is it? The story continues on because God overcame death. Amen? God overcame sin, our sin, that was laid upon Jesus upon his death. And God resurrected Jesus, so he lives and will live for eternity. And it's that relationship, that belief in that statement that allows us to have eternal life with him as well. Remember that amazing grace? I know it wasn't written by Jesus, but it must have been pretty close, right? That last verse of Amazing Grace. When we've been there, let's say it with me. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, listen, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Try to wrap your mind around that. We gather together today to celebrate this meal that reminds us of that reality. We gather around this table today to remember what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. We gather around this table that was set so many years ago, but we can still experience that miracle right here, right now. And as Jesus did with his disciples, he gathered around the table for the Passover meal. And at some point during the meal, he took a loaf of bread and he gave thanks to God and he broke it. And he looked at his compadres, his brothers, and he says, "Take, eat, this is my body that is broken for you. Each time you eat this meal, remember me." And then after the meal, he stood once again and he took the cup and he gave thanks to God. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me. This cup forgives sins." Gracious and holy God, at this time, right here and right now, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and this juice. Make it truly be for us your body and your blood, Lord, broken and shed solely for us, so that we might have a relationship with you, God. We give you thanks and praise. Help us, Lord, internally, help our souls, help our minds understand the sacrifice that you made for us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Here at First Church, we celebrate communion in two different ways. We have the wafers and the little cups that will be provided for you if you choose. And we also have the bread and the juice in the cup, which you'll be given a piece of bread and dip it in the juice. We call that intinction. And if you eat the piece of bread beforehand, don't worry, we have plenty of bread. You can come back for more. You're welcome to spend time at the altar. And on this side, we will be up towards that first pew because of the Christmas tree. So if you take communion on this left side and want to spend time at the altar, just come on around us in that regard. All are welcome in the United Methodist Church who are searching for a life in Jesus Christ. So please come. Ushers, would you please prepare them for Holy Communion?